888 Car Talk. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Ray. It's Drew from Cranberry, New Jersey.
Hey, Drew. I have a son named Drew. I see him from time to time, but
yeah,
not too often.
I have a restitution problem.
Yeah.
I was trying to do my girlfriend a favor by washing her car and accidentally put a 3-foot scratch slash dent in her hood.
Oh, how'd you do that?
You know those blue mops with the sponge that closes when you cock it?
Yeah.
Little did I know that there was like a half-inch thick running parallel underneath it pole.
Yeah.
And when I went to go give the lunging, like, power stroke,
there it was.
All the paint, and she was so mad, she drove away with soap and water flying off her car.
Whoa.
How old a car is this?
It's a pristine 2002 Chevy Prism.
No, it was.
It was pristine, yes.
Now it's a Chevy Prism with a big scratch on the hood.
She doesn't know if she should call the insurance and say some bozo put it there.
No, she can't do that.
Okay. Well, it's true, though.
Oh, yeah, well, some bozo did it. Yeah,
but
if they ask if she knows the bozo, she's going to have to tell the truth.
I said that you guys should just give us 2 more bumper stickers and maybe 3 and just line them up real nice right over the hood.
Here's the important, if I were your lawyer, and I think you're going to need one, did she ask you to wash her car or did you offer? No, come on, this is a very important. Lie if you have to.
Okay, she asked me.
You don't remember, do you?
No.
You don't, huh?
Yeah,
but
well,
see, if she asked you to wash her car, then I think she assumes all liability. I mean, you were doing a good deed. She asked you to wash her car. She knows you're not an expert. If you were, you'd be working at the car wash.
Well, I don't like taking lawyers as the basis for all of this.
No? Oh, what would you like to do?
I would like to discuss fixing it.
Oh, Drew, but Drew does. I don't think Drew wants to fix it.
I think Drew has to fix it.
I think Drew should fix it, too.
Oh, Jesus!
I've been listening the whole time. This is Drew's girlfriend.
She's been giving me nasty looks the whole time.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
With an H?
Yes.
Well, I think Drew is going to fix it, because how can he...
It's been like this for a couple of weeks now. I'm not so sure.
No, it's all right. He's been thinking about it for 2 weeks.
So, Sarah, how long did it take for your blood pressure to come down? Obviously, you were ticked off. You got in the car.
Days.
You drove off with the suds flying. You were steamed, right?
Well,
I'm sure you called
car.
Him every name in the book, you stupid... How long did it take before you called him up? Or I don't know who initiated the first phone call. I'm guessing Drew did, but it might have been you.
I ran for cover.
You ran for cover, and you called Sarah and said, "I'm sorry, I overreacted, Drew." Is that how it went?
No, not what happened.
You called him and said, "You jerk, when are you going to fix my hood?"
Well, not to mention that I'm a college student and currently unemployed.
Ah. How long is the scrape?
Oh, it's pretty big.
Is it like a foot?
A little more.
More?
A yard?
So 15 or 20 inches.
Yeah, that's about right.
How deep is it? Does it deform the metal?
A little.
Oh.
I put all my weight into this one.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't say anything you don't have to say.
Yeah, admit to nothing.
No. You got to go to a body shop.
Well, my question was, if you go to like a Walmart or something, do the scratch remover kits or little paste, do they actually work? And
It's not going to work for a 15-inch scratch.
Or in the case if you've removed...
Yeah.
No, the only thing that's going to work here, if you've removed paint and deformed the metal, is you need to have the thing filled in and sanded and primed and painted.
Yeah.
You know, and you take it to a body shop, and it's going to cost you a few hundred bucks.
Okay.
But I think Sarah's going to have to pay for it. Until you get back on your feet.
Wait, does Sarah have a job?
I have a job. He doesn't.
Well, lend him a few hundred bucks, and he'll do you the favor of fixing this thing. And when he gets a job, he'll pay you back.
Yeah.
Sarah, someday this guy's going to be rich. And you're gonna regret dumping him over this little $200 scratch.
Oh, there's no dumping him. There's a baby on the way.
Oh, okay.
No dumping him.
Don't dump him. Okay.
All right.
Then that's what you have to do.
And trust me, when the baby comes, this scratch will go on the back. Will be so far on the back burner, you won't believe it.
I just don't want to have one of those cars that the kids go, man, my mom's picking me up from school in that car.
Yeah, the one with the big scratch on it.
No, yeah, well, that way the kids will know which one to look for. Here comes mom.
No, let's try to forget about the scratch, and the only way you're going to forget about it is to have it fixed. So lend a few $100 to Drew. Let him get it fixed.
See, I think Drew should try to fix it himself. I think you should enroll in the adult education.
You're just looking for more and more trouble.
I think Drew should enroll in the adult education course at the high school.
Yeah.
You know, the body work course, and you should try to fix it.
Okay.
Oh, better than this, Drew. You ready? You're going to love this. You're going to get a job as a lackey at a body shop.
Oh.
Right?
That's
and you're going to get a few pointers from the experts.
Yeah.
And you'll start doing it.
And then you'll start driving her car in with you.
Right, and they'll see the scratches.
Oh, you know what you're going to do with this? Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Probably fix it for nothing and get paid.
Sounds good. Sounds
like a plan.
Sounds like a real good plan.
So you're going to get the thing fixed. You're going to get Sarah off your back, and you're going to have a job and a career. And next thing you know, who knows? The sky's the limit, man.
Okay, good.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tom.